It is time for Food Friday. When you want to whip up a quick and easy dinner that's filling and something your family will actually eat, you're likely to find yourself reaching for that package of chicken. Americans are eating more chicken than ever these days, but it can be easy to get into a rut making the same chicken recipe again and again.
Our next guest is here to help us solve that problem with a wide variety of chicken recipes for those busy weeknights as well as those special occasions. She also shares advice for cooking the perfect bird as well as how to bring out new and exciting flavors to ensure you never get bored with chicken dishes again.
Cynthia Graubart joins us now. She's a food writer and James Beard Award-winning cookbook author. Her new book is Chicken, A Savor of the South Cookbook. Cynthia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, when I think of versatile foods, I think of something like a potato. But looking through your cookbook, you can do a lot more than I thought with chicken. What makes it so versatile?
It's really a blank slate. You can do so much with it. You can cook chicken so many different ways, easy on the stovetop, under the broiler, on the grill, in the oven. So you can use almost any technique with it. And you apply some spices or some herbs, some wine. Who knows? You've got a whole different dish every single night of the week.
And Cynthia, it sounds like you have a gut level connection to chicken, fried chicken, chicken dinners, because of memories you had when you were eating chicken as a kid in the South. What was that like?
Well, one of the things that was so much fun about writing this book was that I got to go down memory lane a little bit and write about how I relate to chicken. And one of the best memories I have, my grandmother could really fry chicken. She was excellent at frying chicken. And I guess I just sort of, it was a given that she was so good at it, and I loved it so much. But I had this memory of us going out to eat for chicken, for fried chicken, and I thought, why on earth would we have done that? And I remember it so vividly, and it was just hot as blazes in Jacksonville, Florida, and we were at Beach Road Chicken Dinners, which is just a little shack of a place, and standing outside waiting to get in. And when I think back on that time, why on earth were we waiting in line for fried chicken in the middle of the summer? Well, now I remember exactly why. And that is, my grandmother didn't have air conditioning. So it was, she had declared it too hot to fry chicken, but she wanted some. So we went to the second place, best place in Jacksonville to eat fried chicken. One of my favorite memories.
Now, getting to cooking chicken, I cook chicken a lot, and usually I buy, chicken breast, chicken thighs, sometimes drumsticks. I'm still a little intimidated by doing something with the whole chicken, and that's a lot of what your recipes are. Make the case that I should give it a shot.
Well, number one, it's the easiest thing to do is to pop a bird in the oven. You know, no fuss, no muss. You just season it on the inside and on the outside, and pop it in a hot oven, and you go on about your business while the chicken cooks. And the next thing you know, you have a glorious dinner waiting for you. So in terms of ease, dealing with the whole chicken is the easiest thing. You definitely want to season it. Now, if you're going to make the perfect roast chicken, you want to take a little bit of butter and slip it underneath the skin, but on top of the breast meat, and that helps tenderize, keep that breast meat moist and flavorful. And I like to turn the chicken on its side, on each side for a few minutes right at the beginning of cooking time, so that the sides of the chicken and more of the skin get cooked that way, and then finish cooking it right side up. So it's really easy to do, and it stays nice and moist.
Are there special herbs or seasonings that you recommend? I know you mentioned Lawry's as a favorite when you were growing up, but what are some other options?
Well, the world is your oyster in this case, because chicken takes so well to so many flavors in all the different world cuisines. I tend to just go with some lemon and some rosemary for my basic roast chicken. But then you can also season the skin beyond salt and pepper with some curry powder, or go into the marinades and make a mustard curry paste to rub on the chicken to marinate in it. So it has you can do a whole lot with a lot of the different seasonings and bring out a whole new set of flavors.
People talk about brining more and more lately. Are you a fan of that? And how do we do it, if so?
Big fan of brining. It's the insurance policy to make sure that you're going to have a tender bird. So brining is just a saltwater solution, and you soak the chicken in the saltwater solution. A couple of hours is really all it needs, and then you rinse and dry the bird before you continue cooking it. And it technically, the science behind it is that the salt, the word is denature. It denatures the protein, which literally it unwinds the protein strands so that it tenderizes. The meat is more tender. So that it's a really good thing to do. And I'm partial to a buttermilk brine. Now, that's really uptown if you're asking me. So if you're going to fry chicken, soak it in a brine of salted buttermilk, and now you have got a seriously delicious piece of fried chicken.
We're talking with Cynthia Grauber right now for Food Friday, and she's the author of the book Chicken, A Savor of the South Cookbook. And Cynthia, you know how there's that joke about things tasting like chicken? Everything just kind of tastes like chicken. Do you agree with that? Is it sort of a blank slate until you add the flavors to it?
Well, I do. You know, the American consumer is really starting to explore other avenues for purchasing chicken. So they're looking at heritage breeds. They're looking at purchasing chickens from small farms, their local farmers, the free-range chickens. And now they're starting to discover that chicken actually has a flavor. And that is so exciting. I'm really glad to see that trend, and I'm really glad that people are experimenting and, of course, supporting their local farmers who are in this endeavor. And it's great to really taste what chicken tastes like. It's actually not bland if it's fed a proper diet and gets a little exercise in the yard.
Let's get into a couple of the recipes you shared with us. We have these on the Central Time Facebook page, by the way. This one sounds great to warm us up during a Wisconsin January. Summertime, anytime, bourbon peach chicken thighs. The name has sold me on this. Talk us through this one, Cynthia.
Well, this is a really easy weeknight recipe, and you want to take a skillet and brown those chicken thighs. I'm really partial to chicken thighs. I think
me too.
That's where you have just so much more flavor, and the meat is naturally tender, and you've got some extra vitamins in the dark meat that you don't have in the light meat. So I think they're nutrition packed and so much more flavorful. So you're going to brown the chicken thighs in a skillet, and you're going to cook them with some peaches. Now, I call it summertime anytime because you can use frozen sliced peaches. And I love, in the middle of a dreary winter, opening up my freezer and grabbing a bag of freshly frozen sliced peaches to add to a dish. It just brightens everybody's day to have a little peach in the winter time. And of course, you finish the dish with a little bit of bourbon, and oh, yum. It is really a good, good recipe.
The bourbon goes on the chicken, or do I have it on the side there?
Okay.
Or both.
Well, you know how it is. Some for the cook and some for the dish, right?
It's Food Friday. We are talking about chicken, how to prep it, cook it, and make it fun. Cynthia Graubart is our guest. She's the author of the new book, Chicken, A Savor the South Cookbook.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you like making chicken dishes? What are your go-to chicken recipes? Do you have a signature dish that you like to prepare when you make chicken? And what questions do you have? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. It's Food Friday, and we're talking with Cynthia Graubart, the author of Chicken, A Savor of the South Cookbook.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite way to cook or eat chicken? Do you have a favorite way, a secret, a tip on a fried chicken, oven-roasted chicken, a poached, Crock-Pot, you name it. And do you have a question, maybe some help for cooking chicken this weekend or for a special occasion? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post and find a couple of recipes on the Central Time Facebook page.
Cynthia, let's talk about the other recipe that you shared with us. It's biscuit-topped chicken pot pies, which sounds just about perfect. I love everything in that title there. So tell us about how that one comes together.
So this is also a really easy weeknight dish. So if you've roasted a chicken for dinner, you've got a little bit left over. You're going to use that extra chicken, chop it up, and you're going to put it in a skillet. You're going to saute some mushrooms and some, I call for cut green beans. So I am not a pea gal. I prefer to have the green beans, but I know that that's not traditional. So everyone can do as they wish, but I give you permission to make it without the traditional peas if you're like me. And some green beans, and you saute that and add some chicken stock, you thicken that up a little bit, and that's going to go in a ramekin. Then you're going to mix up a little biscuit dough, and this is just two ingredients. It's self-rising flour and heavy whipping cream, and it's just a super easy dough that you pat out and cut out some biscuit tops that fit right onto those ramekins and bake that in the oven, and you have a superb warm winter's night dish.
Ramekin, define for me, please. I think I know, but I'm not 100%.
No problem. A ramekin is a small bowl that can go in the oven. Usually okay. It's straight-sided. So it maybe you have French onion soup bowls or something small, little casserole bowls. Something that can go in the oven is the bottom line there.
Full points for honesty, Rob.
Yeah, I don't know everything. Even I admit that.
All right, let's take a caller now. Jake is with us in Oshkosh. Jake, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What's your question?
I just had a chicken recipe that my wife and I found recently. You just take a couple pounds of chicken breast and throw them in the crock pot with a full jar of salsa verde. And I like the jalapeno salsa verde. You put it in there for about 4 hours and let it marinate and then shred it up. And it's phenomenal on tacos or chips or just by itself.
You're basically describing one of these staple foods in my household, Jake. Chicken, crock pot, salsa, shred. That's it. But it's so easy.
Ah, so that's the secret. Do you have something like that in the cookbook, Cynthia?
I tell you what, I'm coming to his house for dinner. That sounds wonderful.
And simple,
It's so versatile, too. So you've got this really flavorful shredded chicken, and I'm sure you use it a number of different ways, but that really is going to give you tasty chicken that's not dried out, and that's wonderful. I love it.
Hey, let me ask you, Cynthia, one that I don't think I see in your cookbook, but one I'm curious about, and you've cooked a lot of kinds of chicken paprikash. Any ideas there? The sort of Hungarian, Eastern European? Oh, it is. I missed it.
It is in there. And a dear friend of mine actually lived with a wonderful Hungarian woman who shared this recipe with her and then subsequently was shared with me. And it's such a, it's so great to have this dish. Again, when I think of these stewed chicken dishes, naturally I'm thinking of the colder weather, and chicken paprikash is definitely one of those dishes. And you use the Hungarian sweet paprika for it, and that's where the dish gets its fantastic flavor. Of course, plenty of onions go along with that and chicken broth, and it is a solid dish.
Yeah, it sounds good. I've never had it, but it's one of those iconic chicken dishes that I hear about, but I've never actually had myself.
Yeah. It's a good one. It's a good one.
Okay, let's go back to our callers now. We have Zach on the line in Superior. Zach, hi.
Hi. Yeah, Zach. I have been raising chickens, free-range chickens, for a while now, for 5 years here. And what I'm finding is that some chickens, actually, I seem to think, have better flavoring than others. And one of my favorites is the Jersey Giant. They're a real big chicken. Some of them weigh like 18 pounds, and they
it's like they take a little longer preparation. You know, we have to soak them in the brine for a little longer, but they're really good chickens compared to like some of the other ones.
Zach, thanks for that. So that's an interesting question. Different breeds of chicken having different flavors, and he likes Jersey Giants. What about that, Cynthia?
Well, it's absolutely true. And the more you get to know your local farmer who's raising chickens, the more you're going to know about the different breeds and the ones that you really like the taste of. Now, I must say, I'm a little astounded by an 18-pound chicken. And I'm curious about what age that chicken would be. But definitely, you heard about the brining. The brining is the insurance that you're going to get a tender bird.
Zach, thanks a lot for that call. We'll go next to Tony in Fenimore. Tony, hi.
Hi. We do a curry chicken, and ours is kind of a cheat. We buy this package called Golden Curry, and it comes in like a little brick form. It almost looks like a chocolate bar. Mm-hmm. And you just cut up the chicken. You follow the instructions on the package where you boil the chicken, or sorry, you fry the chicken in a little bit of butter. Chunked chicken, I should say. You cut up the chicken breast, and then you fry it in butter, a little bit of butter, and then boil it in water. And then once the water comes to a boil, you add the curry. And once that's come to a simmer, you add, or you've got steamed vegetables that you put on top of it, and then you put it all over rice. And it's like, super good.
That sounds great, Tony. And I'm all for cheating. A long time ago, I used to try to guess at curry seasonings. I made stuff that was edible, but that's kind of my highest praise for it. Curry, pre-made curry paste, for people who don't know what they're doing like me, that's not so terrible, is it, Cynthia?
I tell you, I am all about the cheat. I'm all about getting us to the dinner table to enjoy time together at the table and eating something that we're really enjoying. And if that is an already made curry, no problem.
Tony, thanks a lot. And let's go to Helen in Manitowoc next. Hi, Helen.
Hi. I have another, the same recipe that we're talking about. I use sometimes, instead of chicken breasts in the crock pot, I use the boneless, skinless chicken thighs, oh, yeah, which has great flavor. And you can even put them in, okay, half a cup of brown rice in the bottom of the crock pot. Then you put the chicken. I even put it in frozen sometimes. It, you know, you can put the whole, just throw it in there. And then on top of that, two cans of drained and rinsed black beans or pinto beans or whatever you like. And let that go in the crock pot. By the time you get done, you've got the flavored rice with the chicken broth because it, as it cooks, it flavors it. It's just amazing, and it's quick.
Well, so you
in the crock pot for however long you need it.
You get all the components in one crock pot. That's pretty handy there. And that's, what do you think about that one, Cynthia?
Well, I am all about the crock pot at slow cookers. In fact, I've written two books about them. So of my many books that I've authored, I've got two about slow cooking. And I think it's just an incredible convenience that also gives you tremendous flavor in your food, and for relatively little fuss. And that recipe sounds delicious.
Thanks a lot for the call, Helen. We're talking to Cynthia Graubart about cooking with chicken. Her new book is called Chicken. And Cynthia, we've had a lot of, I think, quick and easy, either crock pot or quick weeknight recipes. How about you want to wow somebody, a special occasion or something like that? What's your go-to serious, awesome chicken dinner for an occasion?
Oh, there's just there's so many to choose from. I think actually mastering the perfect roast chicken is really something worthwhile, because what you really, you want that great skin that starts to get crispy on the outside, but yet you've got that tender chicken meat on the inside. You know, that really can be quite a lovely thing to serve for company. I've got a curry-based recipe called Country Captain in the book, and that is actually a dish known in the South, and that is a really nice dish to prepare for company, because you can make it early in the day and or even the day before, and have those flavors meld, so it's an easy dish for entertaining. And there's red bell peppers and onions and garlic and a teeny bit of cayenne and curry powder and Italian plum tomatoes. And then you, it's either a cut up chicken or chicken thighs. You could even do chicken breast. Then you're going to cook all of that together and you serve toppings, either some currants or raisins, a little bit of thyme and parsley, and you serve it over rice. Oh, also some almonds on the top are really lovely. And it's just such a flavorful dish. People really feel like you've gone to a lot of trouble because there's just a lot of taste there. And you haven't worked too hard, and it's really a tasty dish for company.
And Cynthia, as we get ready to wrap up here, we haven't gone too deep in how to make that iconic dish we started with, fried chicken. What's the secret to great fried chicken?
Great fried chicken is really begins with the brining stage because you want to preserve all that moisture in that chicken. And you need hot fat. You want to protect the chicken with a coating of seasoned flour. I flour twice. So I flour the chicken and then I dip it in an egg wash and then I flour it again because I really like that crispy, crunchy outside. And you want to fry it at about 350 to 365 degrees for that oil. And you monitor and you don't overcrowd the pan. If there's one tip I can give everyone out there, don't fry too much chicken in the pan at one time. You're going to need to do it in batches because once that oil temperature drops down low, then you're going to end up with soggy, oily fried chicken.
We'll leave it with that tip. Cynthia, thanks a lot for joining us.
Happy. Thank you.
That's Cynthia Graubart, her new book is Chicken, A Savor of the South Cookbook. You can find a couple of the recipes we talked about, including bourbon peach chicken thighs, on the Central Time Facebook page. And you can also share your chicken cooking secrets and tips, again, on the Central Time Facebook page.